Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pizza Rainbow, episode 9.
9 times.
That's right. We talk about a lot of stuff on this podcast, just like every other time.
So just listen up and listen to the stuff we talk about.
Yeah. It's only going to be an hour because we're getting really good at keeping to an hour instead of, say, 2 hours.
Whee!
We're getting good at this stuff, and we're glad to have you guys along with us. Right, Jen?
Absolutely. I love you.
All right. Here we go.
Yay! Well, then we're going to have to just start off by talking about The Bachelor.
That's it.
But first, welcome to episode 9 of Pizza Rainbow.
Yeah,
I'm Jen.
Everybody.
How are you, Amber?
I'm pretty good, Jen.
See, I asked about you.
Aw, look at you.
Thinking about you. Taking initiative and learning.
Progress in 2015.
Can you believe it?
I can't. I want to say 2005, though, too.
I blew it.
That was awesome though. In 2005. All right, so we, for listeners, we did something different for this episode. We actually made a list of things that we want to talk about that are not best of, but they're just stuff that we want to talk about this week. We're getting real organized.
We're just moving into the format of Pizza Rainbow.
Yeah. It was Jennifer's idea. I was like, no, I don't want your, you're like, I don't want your bourgeois rules.
You're like, I don't want to have a meeting, Jen. Meetings are for professionals.
I will not
be professional with you.
Nope.
That's what she said. We also did something different where we snorted essential oils.
We did.
We didn't snort them, but we rubbed them in our hands and they were like,
and I took a video of Jennifer for it. So if you want to see that, check me out on my social networks where I'll be posting it.
And I'm going to be a little embarrassed, but not too embarrassed.
Not too embarrassed. It's just pretty hilarious.
Just a little.
No.
It's real cute. Put it on my reel. Let's give my reel started.
Put it on your, what's the sizzle reel? Put on your sizzle reel.
Ooh.
That is the dumbest name ever. It's my sizzle reel.
What is that even from?
It's like the clips that you've done as an actor, and you put it together, and then it's what you send to like agents and stuff.
Oh, so you have to call it your sizzle reel?
That's what they call it.
Huh. Well, you better be cooking some bacon in it.
Yeah.
I'm going to remember that. Welcome to my sizzle reel, guys. And then it'll go to me being like, Oils.
Yeah, we put peppermint and wild orange on the palms of our hands and then rubbed it together and then deeply inhaled it.
I think it was pretty energizing.
I think it works, actually. When I was working at the brew pub this summer and I would like do a double, I'd always use it right before my second shift and it always worked. Yeah.
That's nice too, because you know, I can think, you know, that's it. But at the same time, it may be like the big gulp of Mountain Dew that I had.
Yeah. Well.
But I think it was the oils more so.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm impervious to caffeine right now.
Well, I can't do caffeine right now. So this works really well. But yes. Yeah, it's a nice natural enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do think it's funny. There's a couple of oils that I use, like Serenity and Clary Calm, that if I put them on the palms of my hand, like, I literally just, like, walk around, like, smelling my hands the whole time. Which looks really bad, but it feels really good. It's kind of like, remember when you were a little kid and your dad or your mom would, like, fill up the gas tank of your car and you love the smell of gasoline?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that, where it's like, oh, I love the smell.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that, too, every once in a while. Yeah. I like the smell of gas.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, I don't know anybody who's like, oh, I hate that smell.
I know a few people, but.
Really?
Yeah, they're actually pretty shitty people, so.
Well, that's probably why.
I don't know.
I don't like when it clings to people, or like, but yeah, whatever.
I don't like when people are like, wow, you smell like gasoline. You have a huffing problem? I mean, like, don't fucking tell anyone.
I take that personally.
Please don't tell anyone. Me and the huffing gas got a good thing going.
All right, so on our agenda of topics, Jen Paulson, you want to get us going? What's the first topic that you want to talk about?
I think we just go back to, we fake started with The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I was making fun of this chick on The Bachelor that apparently sells organs. And she was like, and I brought you something. And there's a cooler. She opened it and they flash it and it's like a fake heart or I hope it's just not even a real. I hope it's like a prop fake.
It looked like a piece of bloody venison, though.
It kind of looked like a piece, like an animal heart.
Yeah.
But then she just kind of like laughed and she's like,
It's not real.
She was so funny. And like, technically, she was funny, but I'm like, that is too fucking
It is the dumbest. Because the other season two, when Claire came out and she was wearing like a pillow under her dress and like tried to like joke that she was pregnant, she's like, I'm not pregnant. And it's like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, you're dumb. It's not funny. Like, everybody knows that you're not.
You just don't make a joke like that when you want to find true love on television.
Right. Well, you don't make a joke like that if you want people to think that you're funny also.
That's true.
Stupid.
I mean, unless you've got like a really good apparatus where like you fake it for the entire time and all of a sudden you're like, hello, my water broke. Just kidding, I'm not pregnant. Yeah. Can you clean this up? It's actually pee.
See, that would be funny. I mean, that'd be great television.
Oh my god. They're like a true psychopath on television. And I peed in the floor.
There's been a couple.
Oh god, I can imagine.
Yeah. On the Bachelor franchise especially, there's been a couple where it's like, you're kind of a sociopath.
Yeah, well, let's talk about your Bachelor moments and how are you feeling about this season so far?
Well, maybe I should go back to the beginning and just fill listeners in on my Bachelor history.
Go to the very beginning of it. Anyway, tell us.
Okay, so I started watching Bachelor from the very first season. And I was living in Spooner at the time. And I remember it being, like, reality TV had just kind of started. It was like Survivor had been on the summer before. And then there had been a couple of other different ones like Paradise Hotel and Temptation Island. And then Bachelor. And Bachelor for the first season, it was a very romantic show. Like literally all it was like candlelight, hot tubs, and champagne, right? Mm-hmm. And the guy was a douche. Like he wasn't even that cute. But they set it up to be like a very romantic show to watch. And so then ever since then, I watched some seasons and then I skipped a bunch of them and then it started getting like really kind of dumb so I didn't watch it. And then when I moved to Minneapolis, my friends Kara, Chelsea, and Matt watched it. But they watched it the way that they watch Lifetime movies where like it's the dumbest thing ever, which is why it's really fun to watch. But now like I think we all really are like emotionally invested in it too. So this season it's Chris Sewells and he is a farmer from Iowa. He's a millionaire farmer. He was on Andy's season, who was the Bachelorette. Her season was on like spring summer. And then she was on Juan Pablo's season, which was last January. We called it Juanuary. And that's kind of for people who don't really know how it works. It hasn't always been a thing. Like, they used to just kind of, like, pick a bachelor at random of just, like, hey, here's this cool guy who just applied or whatever. I actually helped a client apply to The Bachelor once. It was kind of funny. He was a world record-holding musky fly fisherman. And I was like, you might be good on this. But now what they really do is they just take people from existing seasons that are, like, fan favorites, and then they make them, like, Andy was like the favorite of Juan Pablo's season. And then to me, Chris wasn't my favorite, but apparently like everybody else loved him. It was kind of like Desiree where I'm like, he's boring. Like he doesn't really have a lot to say, but he is real cute. So
he seems like a real nice, genuine guy.
Yeah. He has a good heart, but it's hard because some of the past ones have been so amazing and so hilarious. Like Sean is genuinely just a really, really funny guy. And some of the other guys that he was with too, like Ari was in the running a couple of years to be the next Bachelor, who was in Sean's season too. Or he was with Sean for Emily's season. It's really, there's a lot of people. And if you don't follow it, I know this is very confusing. But I don't know, like Chris just wasn't, he wasn't my pick. Like I really wanted Andy. I really wanted Juan Antonio. But I don't know, for me, I don't know. Chris was, he's just, yeah. His, like, he doesn't have any vocal intonation. So when I listen to him talk, like, I want to fall asleep. Mm. And he doesn't seem to be particularly, like, dynamic.
Yeah.
But he is way, way hot, though. That's a handsome man.
Yeah, I think he's a cutie. And he seems to really genuinely like everyone who walks out of that stupid limo. I'm like, oh, you're really nice.
Out of the 10,000 limos that pulled up?
Yeah, I actually left part of the way through. I didn't see, like, the rest, the whole entire episode. Because it was the actual episode was, like, 2 hours long.
Oh, my God. It was ridiculous. It was a three-hour premiere, which is super dumb. And, like, so everybody... There's this thing called Bachelor Nation, which is, like, all the fans and stuff. And, like, they... There's a whole, like, Twitter storm around Bachelor. Like, Bachelor broke Twitter last night. Yeah, because... And people have, like, Bachelor viewing parties. Mm-hmm. So... ABC was like, let's do a play off like the live Bachelor viewing parties, and they decided to do this like bogus like pre-show where like all the alumni were on the red carpet, and then Chris Harrison like interviews certain people. Like they tried to make it like a pre-Emmy show or whatever, and it was dumb and it was super boring.
It was exhausting.
It was exhausting.
They could have got like new viewers. Like, well, I mean, granted, they could have got me.
Right.
But they, sorry, it's 9 o'clock and I am ready to go to bed.
3 hours is ridiculous, though. Yeah. I mean, it's just, there's no reason for that. And I know, like, I know how TV works. I know they're doing it because it's advertising and it's a big deal. But, yeah, I don't know. So what happens in the premiere is that we get to meet the Bachelor, which we already know him because we watched him on the previous season. And then we get
to... We saw him for an hour.
We saw him for an hour. Yep. And then you get, like, some... They call them, like, backgrounds of some of the girls. And you never know. Like, usually they try to mix these up where a couple of the girls are going to go until the end. And then a couple other girls you're seeing, like, spotlights of because, like, they're either going to be the big, like, drama makers or they're just going to... Yeah, they're going to kind of, like, fizzle. So you never really know, like, if you want to get invested in these girls or not. But, like, they do the background story of, like, here's my hometown and my, you know, my dad died and I have a dog with alopecia and I'm really good at organizing. And you're like, great. So
I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison.
Yeah, and then my truck broke down.
Yeah, and I had to go and get her in the rain.
Yeah, and then she got hit by a damn old train.
A dang now trying. And that's what The Bachelor's all about.
Yep. It is this season.
Maybe.
So, yeah, what did you think, though, watching for the first episode? Oh, and then to fill people in, so after you get the background views, and then Chris stands at the front of the house, and then all the girls arrive in, like, limos, and they make their own introductions, and then there's a cocktail party, and then he gets rid of, like, a bunch of them at the end of the night. Which, like, by the end of the show, it was literally morning. Like, the cocktail party lasts, like, all fucking night. Like, when the girls who didn't get roses were walking out of the house, it was literally, the sun was up. It was crazy.
Because those bitches just stayed there and partied because they're like, whatever.
Well, no, because it takes forever to, like, for the Bachelor to, like, talk to everybody.
Oh, that's right. And then they gave him a break after, like, 15 girls.
Because then he had to, like, go deliberate and all this other stuff. It was bullshit. Yeah.
That's a bit much.
There's one girl who got super drunk, though. Her name's Tara. She's the one who showed up in her cowgirl outfit.
That was gonna happen.
Yeah, and then she changed it to her black cocktail dress. But at the ceremony, it was like she looked rough. Like,
did they send her home?
No, they didn't. And they really, I don't know. I think she's gonna be really fun to watch. But she, like, you just looked at her and, like, she looked tired. She looked like she was either gonna throw up or pass out. It was awesome.
Yeah. She's gonna spend the entire season drunk, fucking shit up.
Probably.
I wish I had that role. Yeah. That sounds like fun. Like, but I'm not a real person.
But I do have to say, like, if you're there with strange people, with a guy that you're trying to impress for, like, what, 7 hours, you'd be drinking some drinks, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, plus, frankly, I mean, when they met, he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because she shows up in, like, Daisy Dukes and a plaid shirt.
She looked real cute.
She's adorable.
She's got real nice legs too.
She's got a real trashy tattoo on her shoulder.
Yeah, she does have that.
I don't know what it says. It's like, my heart belongs to daddy. And daddy is Hank Williams Jr. Just kidding.
Okay, sorry, I cut you off though when I asked you what you thought of the show.
I'm embarrassed for every single one of those girls. Every single one. Oh, I was talking to a friend of mine today, and they're like, oh, what did you do last night? I was like, oh, God, I tried to sit through The Bachelor. Like, I am embarrassed for everyone involved.
And I didn't let you talk.
I think that I didn't say anything about that because I just didn't. But I was writing up my notes for this episode, and I was like, all right, what are we talking about? And my first line is, The Bachelor for the entire show? And then my first bullet point was, address your complete disinterest in this show. And my second bullet point was, or am I disinterested because I cannot talk?
I won't let Jen talk during the episode. I'm sorry.
Like, you're on Twitter and Facebook at the same time, and you're texting.
But I'm recapping it, though, and I'm live tweeting it, so I have to, like, hear what they're saying in order to share interesting content to all of my followers, Jen.
Well, luckily, I
that sounds like such a douche.
Luckily,
thing.
I have trivia on Monday nights where I host a trivia night at Sammy's Pizza in Coon Rapids, where I will not be home on Mondays.
That's true.
So this will never happen again.
You'll never have to watch it ever again.
If I have a free month. If I start having my Mondays free, though.
Yeah, I'm going to get you into it. No. You got into Vanderpump Rules.
I'm not really into that. It's just it's really just a,
you're a liar.
A case study in wanting to murder like 20 people at once.
I think you should just embrace who you are, Jennifer, and be okay with it. I think other people are okay with it too. If you like Vanderpump Rules, if you like The Bachelor, that's A-okay. We're still going to love you and accept you for who you are.
But I won't. Yeah. I'm just saying, I don't hate Vanderpump Rules. I think that Lisa Vanderpump is like one of the prettiest people I've ever seen in my life.
She is.
I think that she employs complete and total fucktards.
That is true. I think it's really interesting how I couldn't stand that show last year. And then this year, like, I can't wait for the next episode. Yeah. It, like, gets in deep. I still think they're the shittiest people in America.
They're the worst people I've ever seen.
Yeah. Like, they all have no moral codes whatsoever.
There's, like, and then you're like, well, this one person is an okay person. And then you're like, not anymore.
Exactly.
They looked into the deep cesspools of Jace's eyes.
Jax's
eyes. And they're like, oh, I'm a terrible person now.
My soul is gone.
Yeah, Vale, you're next.
He eats people's souls.
Right? That's her name?
Vale? Jax. Who? What?
Who's that chick? Vale?
Vale.
Yeah, she's next.
I think I really want to hope that she's going to be immune to it, though.
Yeah,
she's
I don't
so
think
like
so,
zen
though.
And like cool.
She's going to start doing fucking blow again.
Dude, that's what I'm scared of. Like, she already admitted that she had a drug problem. Now she's hanging around the guy that, like, every single person who went on Watch What Happens Live and were asked about Jack Snow's job, every single one of them were just like made the hand motion for snorting coke. It was amazing.
Oh my God.
They didn't say it, so they can't be sued.
Yeah.
But
before I was like, man, they're really blowing this guy. They're just blowing it out of proportion. And I'm like, nope, he is the devil.
Oh, he's awful. Yeah. He is. If you want to talk about a sociopath, like, he literally does not have any empathy or he doesn't have any morality. He doesn't like any sense of right and wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just kind of does whatever he wants. He's very smooth. He knows how to like convince people to like him and feel sorry for him.
Oh, yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, he doesn't have any loyalty or empathy whatsoever.
And Kristen, she's terrible too.
She's right. Yeah. Yeah.
I have a hard time remembering their names because there's so many shows and so many people on them.
Well, a couple of them look alike, too. Like, Kristen and Katie, like, it's hard to tell them apart.
They're both. I want to just push them both into a pit.
They're
kind of miserable people.
They're miserable people, and they have very, like, high opinions of themselves, which I feel like, for the most part, is kind of unwarranted. Like, Kristen's most famous quote from the first season is, like, yeah, we're all, like, really, really attractive, good-looking people. Get over it. And I wanted to be like, Zoolander. Except for you.
She's just hateful. She just gets this look in her eyes and she's like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
She
I don't
said
like
it
her.
Just like that. She's a mean. She's a mean Bob Dylan impression. You really hurt my feelings when you cheat on me. Let me tell you about it all the time. You're a bad person.
I could listen to you do that all night long.
Oh, she's the worst.
She is the worst. All right, so Bachelor's on. I'm doing my recap. If you want a recap of it, it's coming up on AmberLCarter.com. One of these days, I was trying really hard to get it done last night and today. And then I realized when I do that, I don't enjoy writing it and then it's not good. And plus, like, when it's a 3-hour premiere, there's so much shit to write about, which pisses me off. Like, they're just making that recap job even that much more harder. So, but yeah. So, yeah, Bachelor. That's great. What's next?
It'll be interesting.
Yeah. What else do you want to talk about?
Cameron Diaz. Always a bridesmaid, never a bride. Not anymore.
Well, I think it's interesting because she's gone on record many times about the fact that she didn't want to get married and that she didn't think she was the marrying type.
Oh.
Yeah, she was one of the very first women celebrities, I think, of like my generation that was like, monogamy is not natural.
Mm. And then she met a gang member from Sons of Anarchy and they got married. Sorry, Benji Madden. The neck tattoos do it for me.
It is. Yeah, I don't know.
I bet he's a wonderful person.
She's dated some lookers.
Yeah.
Like Jared Leto, Justin Timberlake, Matt Dillon, who cheated on her, BT Dubs.
Yeah, Matt Dillon, you're a dick. Everyone you're a dick. Knows it.
Who else did she date? She's dated a lot of hotties, though. But yeah, so apparently now it's Benji Madden.
Good, good. I mean, seriously, as the joking aside, I love seeing celebrity wedding photos, so I cannot wait to see them.
I actually really like them together. I like Nicole and his brother together, too. Nicole Richie. I think they're the really cute couple.
What's the other one's name? Joel.
Yeah. There's something that I really like about like really cute, fashion-y, like girly girls with like really tatted up, like kind
of members of gangs.
Yeah. Members of Orange County gangs. Orange County gangs. Yeah. No.
So just don't piss off his mother.
Yeah. I have not gotten into that show, but I'm kind of excited.
I kind of might start what we're the house is going to have a treadmill pretty soon, and maybe I'll start watching Sons of Anarchy when I'm on the treadmill.
Maybe we should watch that. Maybe that should be like a thing that we watch separately and then we talk about together.
Oh,
because I like to watch it too. BTW, have you ever seen Nicole Richie's reality TV show?
You know, I think I saw trailers for it and I was like, oh, that's interesting.
It's definitely scripted. Like, they set up like funny scenarios for her to do, but she's like a really good actress.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's very...
Is she a good actress on a reality show?
Yeah. Like, so, okay, the way that the show is, it's kind of the... It's blatantly the show that everybody suspects that every other reality TV show is, where, like, it's a reality show as in, like, it's her interacting with real people in her life, but it's scripted in the way that, like, they set up hilarious, dumb scenarios. Like, okay. The first one is her...
Like, the Simple Life, kind of?
Yeah, almost exactly like that, except just a little bit more authentic, where like she wants to get one of her friends into dating, so she writes her friend an online dating personal and then is the one who like interacts with this person, kind of like The Truth About Cats and Dogs or whatever. But she's hilarious. She's so funny. And like she delivers, like she has perfect comedic timing too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, the show didn't do really well. I think you can watch, I started watching like all the episodes on YouTube.
What was the name of it?
Shoot, something Nicole. Candidly Nicole.
Okay.
Yep. But yeah, I was really, really surprised. Because I kind of wanted to watch it to like see the inside of her life. And then I quickly caught on that I'm like, oh no, like this is like a comedic kind of take on reality TV.
I like that she's fashion-y.
She's super fashion-y. Yeah.
That's a word.
She's super fashion-y.
Fashion-y.
Yeah, so... Congratulations, Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden. Please invite us to your wedding.
Yeah, happy honeymoon. They've already got married.
What?
They got married like yesterday.
What?
That's what I was trying to tell
God
you.
God damn it. I knew they were engaged.
No, they are married.
See, I haven't been on Facebook or in like anything for the past couple days. I've been too busy like writing and stuff, so shit.
Well, look at you. Better than the rest of us. No, I haven't been on Facebook. Like, I live on motherfucking Facebook.
I'm just too busy with, like, my regular life. It's just so busy and exciting. I just don't have time for, like, who has time for Facebook?
Currently, I have a podcast with Kim Kardashian.
Well, apparently. Well,
apparently. Amber's never been on live television before. Sorry, Noah, we're stealing your line. We're a couple of crazy adult women who have never been on live television before.
I've actually been on live television before.
She's full of shit.
Sorry.
She probably has.
It was a good question. Actually, those were recorded. Have I been on live television?
You gotta say it like, I don't know if I've been on live television before.
I don't know if I've been on live television before. I've been on recorded television before.
Okay. Well, yeah, apparently. Why don't you work that out on your own time? I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I need to be dancing.
You meet me all day. It's nothing different.
I know. I signed a contract with your parents to be mean to you. No, toughen you up. Hey, in addition to The Bachelor, another one of your shows was on last night. How are you going to handle Monday nights?
I don't know. I'm going to be a little bit... Well, okay, so luckily NBC, you can watch episodes of Celebrity Apprentice online.
Okay.
And they don't make you verify to watch, unlike ABC, motherfuckers.
ABC.
I'm so... It's not ABC. I know it's the cable company. It's Time Warner, all that other bullshit, but it really aggravates me. But... So I think what I'm going to do, I don't know, like Bachelor has to come first. And then, did I tell you that I started a Bachelor Fantasy League?
Yeah. So is that something you started on your own or was there already one set up?
There's one already set up, but I gathered my league.
Nice.
Yes. And I actually got in first place. So high five on that one.
Whoop!
Yeah. So it goes week to week and you pick which girls you think are going to get a rose. And then you get points for every correct pick that you pick. And everybody who's in my league put in $30. So at the end of the season, then whoever has the highest points wins lots of money.
Yeah, I might have got more into it if I could have been in this league.
You can be in it. That's why we did it week to week, so you can join anytime.
Oh, week to week?
Yeah.
You put $30 in every week?
No. No, okay. But you can do your picks week to week.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you did want to join it, I can have you sign up. You can just, like, pick who you thought, especially since you didn't see the end. You could still do the first week. Like, I can unlock it for you. But
we'll see.
Yeah. But, yeah, I did that on purpose just because I'm like, I'm probably going to get really bored with the season. So I want to make sure that, yeah, I'm staying in the game. I'm staying engaged.
Ooh, the game.
Yeah.
Engagement is important to
Celebrity Apprentice looks really good, though, this season, too.
Who's all on it?
Let's see. Okay, so Brandi Glanville from Housewives.
Psycho.
She's so funny.
She's pretty funny. Psychos usually are hilarious.
Well, she'll even say it. She's like, I'm totally crazy. And she's like, normal's boring. Crazy's awesome. By the way, she also has an awesome podcast, too, called Unfiltered with Brandi Glanville. It's excellent. It's really fun. It's not as good as ours, but it's really good.
I mean, Brandi, it's amazing. You should come on our podcast, too.
Oh, my God.
See you in L.A. shortly.
We're just going to show up.
I'm sorry I called you a crazy psycho. You know you are, though. High five.
She does. But during the show, so the challenge was making pies. And the other person on the show with her is Kenya Moore from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay.
Who is certified, like, crazy. Like, she's freaking psycho. But so somebody challenged her to get a pie in her face, and instead she threw the pie in Brandy's face. And Brandy's like, to the camera, she's like, I don't like getting sticky unless it's with a really hot guy, and then it's fine. And I was like, yes.
She just turned it. She just was like, whatever.
Yeah. Like, she just like has that perfect, like, quick wit. Yeah. She's excellent.
Well, that's good.
Geraldo Rivera is also on it. Kevin Jonas is also on it.
He's like the oldest one.
He
had a reality show. He's married. Kid.
He's not the one with the naked pics. He's not the one who dated Taylor Swift. He has a reality show with his wife. And he's actually very, I think he was doing contracting too. Because he was on like Real Housewives of New Jersey, like looking at Kathy's new build, like helping her with that. It was weird. Yeah. And then I think it was Richie recognized him. He was like, wait, aren't you one of those like Jonas brothers or boys or what?
I was, actually.
Yeah, and he like seemed like he didn't want to.
And he's like,
he didn't want to talk guitar,
this is an SOS. I fucking love that. There's like two songs of theirs. I'm like,
yeah. I don't know any of their songs.
They got two really good songs.
But yeah, so he's on it. Terrell Owens, T.O.
Okay.
Football player.
Okay.
Which I really like him too. He used to have a reality TV show on VH1. That was pretty good. Let's see. Other notables. Vivica A. Fox.
Also crazy, but I say it really quietly because she will fucking cut me.
Rudy Huxtable, who has a real name, but I don't remember what it is.
Keisha Napoleon, we share a birthday.
Yep. She got eliminated on the first show. Let's see. Come on, Amber. Be quick. Oh, God, Like, I can see their faces, but I can't think of their name. So, the Lorenzo Lamas is on it.
Oh.
Who, by the way, ages real well. Yeah. Ian Zimmering.
Aaron Zimmering. Ian. It's actually Ian Zimmering, isn't it?
Ian Zimmering. Yes, you're right. Because somebody's like, Ian, Ian. He's like, actually, it's always been Ian.
Oh, I went on a date with a guy over the summer off of like OkCupid, and his name was Ian, but he did not tell me that it was Ian.
Yeah.
Until I called him Ian. He's like, actually, it's Ian. And I'm like, your parents are dicks.
Yes, your parents are dicks.
He's like, I know. I'm like, I'm going to just call you Ian, okay?
I'm going to call you whatever I want.
I'm going to call you Ian in front of your mom.
Why didn't you name him right?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, but Ian from 90210 and Sharknado is probably going to be the comic relief of the crew. He's really, really funny. Gilbert Gottfried is on there, who I just, like, I don't find him funny at all.
Are they bringing back people that have already been on? I feel like Gilbert Gottfried has already been on The Celebrity Apprentice.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Nope. They do have a Celebrity Apprentice All-Stars, but I haven't seen that show yet.
It's like, guess what? They're not All-Stars if they lost their season.
Well, no, the All-Stars that I'm thinking of, I have to double.
All-Stars if they all won.
Well, I might be making it up in my head, but I'm thinking All-Stars is like all the people who've won it before.
That's good.
Yeah, and then there's a couple of like Olympic, Shawn Johnson from the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, she's like a skater girl, like a figure skater.
Snowboarder or something. Snowboarder. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one gymnast, I don't know her name. And then Kate Gosselin.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Is she going to be like a queen bitch on this?
She's psycho. Like, she's really dumb.
I kind of want her to win just because she got to have some. She needs money. I hope not.
Oh, she needs money. Yeah. But she's insane. She's stupid. She almost got fired on the first episode.
Why? What happened?
It's stuff that happens all the time. Like, the project manager isn't clear and people don't know what they're doing. Then people don't do anything and it becomes a huge clusterfuck. And like, yeah, Kate Gosselin just isn't really good. And like,
she's not smart.
Yeah. And like, the big thing that people don't get about Celebrity Apprentice is that it's not even really about the challenges, which, like, this is what kind of irritates me. I want it to be more about the challenges, because with The Real Apprentice, it is. And with Celebrity Apprentice, it's more about how many phone calls can you make to your other rich friends to donate big checks for your challenges. I don't like that part. Like, if that's what it's going to be, then just have a telethon and be done with it.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see them actually put together, like, a really good challenge and be smart at it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But
you've seen Celebrity Jeopardy, right?
No.
They're not going to be good at it.
No. I mean, the first Celebrity Apprentice show that I watched was maybe a handful of years ago, and it was so great. It had Lou Ferrigno on it, the girl from Danity Kane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and a bunch of other people, too, and I'm not going to take, like, the whole podcast to remember them. But it was so – Arsenio Hall was on it, too, and it was just,
was
like –
the Joan Rivers season?
No, I don't think so. It like had like Cheryl Teagues maybe and like the yeah, I don't know. Anyways, but it was really, really good though. Like, they were really smart. The challenges were really good. It was really interesting. There was a lot of backbiting, a lot of fighting, but it was really, really good. It had that one comedian on there who's really, really vulgar. She's a
Lisa Lampanelli.
Yes.
I remember that episode.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
She cried.
She cried
she
every.
Did a lot of
she
crying.
Cried every single episode of Celebrity Apprentice. But she is a fucking smart woman.
Oh yeah,
like, she is sharp. She could. I mean, Trump even said himself, he's like, she could run the world if she wanted to. Yeah. So, but yeah. Anyways, so I'll be watching. Apparently, I'll be watching that show too this season.
Yay.
I really just want to see Brandy and Kenya go at it. Somebody pulls somebody's hair, and it's going to be amazing. So, I'm
oh
watching it.
Man, because mm-hmm. It's exactly what you need in the business world.
Yeah.
Hair pulling. Oh, believe me, I've been tempted.
Very fresh.
I know you had mentioned earlier that ABC, their website is stupid.
Yeah.
And you missed a show.
I missed Gallivant. I was so bummed.
It's
it was
like
on a Sunday
medieval
night.
Thing.
It's like a, it's literally a mini series where I think there's 8 episodes, and they'll show one every week.
Is it like every Sunday or something?
Yeah, except I think for some reason, this week they did something weird, and Celebrity Apprentice did this too, where, like, I think Gallivant was on, like, Sunday, and then it was also on a Monday, because Celebrity Apprentice was like that too, where, like, they had their premiere on Sunday, and then it was also on again on Monday night. So, yeah, so I was really bummed because I wanted to watch that so badly, but it totally slipped my mind.
Yeah, you'll be able to check it out.
I hope so. But yeah, I heard it's really, really good. Like, the reviews online have been amazing, so. And they have amazing guest stars, too, so.
They do?
Yeah. Like,
they. Who was all in it?
John Stamos.
Stamos was in it.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm not going to do the thing that I just did with Celebrity Apprentice, where I'm like, I think, and Russell Crowe, and, okay. Hold on. Even though I just did that. So, talk about something while I look this up. Oh, wait. That doesn't tell me. That doesn't tell me anything. Okay. I don't know. You're going to have to talk, because I can't find it. Why can't you talk?
Okay.
Okay.
So I was looking at your books. I was looking at your books for a second. I just really needed to know something about your books.
Did you find anything good?
Nope.
Timothy Amundsen, Mallory Jansen. I don't know who that is. What the fuck?
What are you even talking about?
There's supposed to be like an awesome. I know it's John Stamos as a guest star.
Is it just Stamos?
All no, Stamos there's a whole the bunch time? Of other ones. Radio silence.
Okay. So I normally
John Walters.
I don't know who that is. I know that guy.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Okay, for
Hugh
sure.
Bonneville.
Oh, I think he's cute.
He sounds familiar. He's cute. Ricky Gervais. That's who I kept thinking of.
So a bunch of
like,
British people and yeah. Then Weird Al and John Stamos.
Tammy Earl Jenkins. Yeah. No, it's supposed to be. It has like a really.
It's a musical-y? Solid,
it yeah, they have really great musical numbers. So they did like a special extended trailer over Christmas and it was awesome. So thanks everybody for taking the journey with us on who are the big stars.
We had to figure it out. She just knew that she had to watch it.
I just knew it.
Yeah, so I downloaded the new Kanye West track with Sir Paul McCartney.
Who's that?
Yeah, as a bunch of teenagers asked, who was the like, oh man, Kanye's gonna give this Paul McCartney guy a real boost on this track. And then a bunch of elderly people just fucking died.
We all choked and passed out and died.
When you act or don't know that Paul McCartney is Paul motherfucking McCartney, and you say it out loud or on Twitter, old people die.
Yeah.
It's just a thing.
And he hasn't been dormant either. Like, he's been doing a lot of stuff lately.
I feel like it's a big, huge joke. I mean, granted, these kids are stupid, but...
Yeah. Well, they're idiots.
Their parents also need to be punished.
Yeah, seriously. Like, how do you have parents who haven't taught you who Paul McCartney is?
Yeah. Well, and honestly, like, I like the Beatles. Beatles are awesome. The Beatles contributed quite a bit. I mean, but at the same time, you know, sometimes like, I don't need to care sometimes. And the solo stuff is like not up my alley.
No, but and I don't really like the Beatles, McCartney. Too. Yeah. I don't really like Beatles. I mean, I respect them for who they are. But if I didn't have to hear another Beatles song for the rest of my life, I'd be just fine. So.
Yeah, you'd live.
Yeah.
The
Stones, on the other hand.
I love the Stones. If you're like, hey, the Stones or the Beatles, I'd be like, the Stones, bye.
The Stones. I feel like there's a large contingent of people that can be divided into one of two camps.
Yeah.
Like, it's either the Beatles or the Stones.
But for me, if you're like the Beatles or the Who, I'd be like, can I just have like an hour? But I'd probably end up choosing the Who because they're so much more rock and roll in my brain.
I'm not super familiar with the Who. Led Zeppelin, yes. The Who, not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used up all my awesome 70s heavy metal bands on Led Zeppelin. So are they like technically heavy metal?
Technically? Technically, I think they're like kind of heavy metal, kind of like, well, I can't really put anything under classic rock anymore. It's
right,
like a weird moniker.
Because you listen to a classic rock station, you hear Creed, and you're like, what the fuck?
I'll die. I'll fucking die. I'll lock Scott Stapp in that fucking car
laundromat. Lock him in my trunk.
No, wasn't he having like a big mental breakdown, and he was like in the car, trapped in a car wash or something? like tweeting or from his fucking car, no. trapped inside of a car wash?
No, but I want to find out about that now.
I probably made that shit up. That's how I
was. That was one of your dreams, though. That would be an awesome dream.
Yeah, that's basically my version of I want it that way. Are you? I want it that way. Tell me why once got stabbed stuck in a car.
So wash. I pulled up. I pulled up Scott Stapp breakdown car wash on Google, and it says Scott Stapp. We got his name wrong, by the way. Or I did. Scott Stapp relatives panic. He's out to kill Obama.
Oh.
He threatened to assassinate President Obama, and his alarmed wife did something.
Who's reporting that?
TMZ. Because they're smart. His wife is pretty hot. Oh, by the way, on The Bachelor, there's a chick on there who did soft porn. Her name is Jade. No judgment on the soft porn. Like, you do what you need to do. But she doesn't tell Chris for a long time. And she goes really far in the show. And then she finally lets her secret out. But I'm like, you know, if you're going on a nationally televised reality TV show, you might want to just come clean about the fact that you're in Playboy and you did a softcore, like, porn movie.
And I also feel like...
And maybe this isn't your demographic.
To a certain degree... I mean, if I meet someone named Jade, I just kind of assume they've done softcore porn. Sorry, Jades of the world.
I sent Karen Chelsea a text last night about her, and I was like, BT dubs, Jade did softcore porn. And also, because her name is Jade. Yeah. Okay, so Scott Stapp threatened to assassinate President Obama, and his alarmed wife and sister-in-law made a desperate 911 call to stop him. He'd just gone AWOL from a mental facility late last month when his sister-in-law told the 911 dispatcher he was cruising around his neighborhood shirtless on a bicycle.
That's why was I like trapped in a car wash?
He claimed in a rambling video that IRS is trying to ruin his life because he's been trashing Obama. If that were true, the IRS has a lot of life ruining to do then.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, more than likely he just poorly mismanaged his money and
possibly
the IRS. And all of us.
And all of us. He owes all of us an apology.
People fucking love that shit, all right? Don't even admit.
Can I say something, though? Can I admit something?
You don't have, I mean.
The first album that Creed came out with, I actually really liked. Because that's when it was like straight up Christian music.
Yeah.
And one week I was on maintenance crew at Bible camp with a couple of all my other guy friends. And we spent that week painting a beach house and listening and singing along to the first album of Creed. And then after they came out with their second one, which was supposed to be like a pop crossover, like none of us were like, yeah, no, we don't like them anymore. Not because like they weren't Christian anymore, but because their song sucked. So
yeah.
But yeah, their first album is actually, it's pretty legit, but.
Put that on a t-shirt, you hipster.
Should. That would be a great t-shirt.
It'll just be like this. So, yeah. And then, like, Blink's first album was pretty legit.
We are going to make a t-shirt line, though.
We should.
It's going to pay for my college education.
Yeah, so, yeah, we just do it like this. Put the yeah in the middle.
Yeah.
Move it over a little bit.
Yeah.
Move that over a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it all lines up really perfect. Nice. And that whole, like, three-panel, like, design rule.
I have no idea what that means, but I'm sure we can find somebody who can do that.
Let's do it.
Yeah. We're going to do it, so get ready to buy our t-shirts, everybody.
Yeah, so that's shirt number 3.
Yeah.
Shirt number 1 is, like...
I have a beard in a car.
Yeah.
Or I have a car and a job.
Yeah.
And then shirt number 2 was, do you have a car and a job? Because we got to do a man and a girl, or a man and a girl. We got to do a men's and a woman's, men's and a woman's t-shirts. We got to appeal to both demographics.
Well, no, and then, like, some people just want to know if a person has a car and a job.
Yeah.
But then some people just want people to know that they're looking for someone with a car and a job.
Yeah. Do you have a job and a car? I think those are legitimate questions.
Yeah, but what if, like, the person wearing a shirt that says, do you have a job and a car? What if they don't have a job or a car?
That'd be me wearing that shirt then.
All right, and then number 3 was, yeah, Blank's first album was pretty legit.
I love it.
Awesome.
We're going to make $1 billion from this podcast.
Ching, ching, ching.
Along with
cash
our
money, bitches.
Along with our YouTube video. How to make money from this.
How do I make money? How to make money with this.
You know that we have to do those now. Like, we have to do a series of videos of you standing in the park talking about something like lollipops or something. You'd be like, this is Jen Bolton for How to Make Money with This.
And I'll just pen. Hey, guys, this week I answer the question, how do I make money with this? Just shove the pen in the camera. And actually, that'll be it. I'm going to be like, send all of your suggestions to www.blahblah, or like at how do I make money with this? At how do I make money with this.com. And then they'll like, just be like a frame back to me where I'm like, help! Like, how do I make money with this? Just the pen.
I love your gesture. There's this guy I knew and made out with once who was adorable and very sweet. But his big idea for his new venture was creating a – he had just broken his ankle. And so he really wanted to get the word out to other people about it. And so he was going to create a website called
– You can't. I love it. I love it. You can't say it.
Healyourbrokenankle.com.
What? I don't understand. This is what I look like when I'm legitimately worried. Breathe. I can't. What do I do with my broken ankle?
Heal your broken ankle.
That's so stupid.
But he was so excited about it. Like, he was so genuinely, like, proud of it. He's like, yeah, it's going to be called healyourbrokenankle.com. And I was like, that's great. That's great.
Was it literally just going to be tips on how to heal your broken ankle?
Yeah.
With your mind.
I was like, you're really setting readers up for what you're telling them right away. But yeah, I don't know why. I always thought that was so funny. But I'm just like, yeah, okay.
Oh, my God. So I look like, oh, nice. Mm-hmm. That's like how when you talk to like a crazy person on the bus.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I'm good, really...
Good.
You had a great idea there, sir.
Good job.
Yeah, bus riding is an adventure. I've been having a lot of fun with that lately. It's been really fun.
That means not fun.
I've had a couple of scary buses.
It's been interesting.
I had a guy. Did I tell you I had a guy who heckled, like, catcalled me at the bus stop? And then I didn't say anything, and he spent the next 20 minutes, like, yelling about how people need to be respectful, and if you say hi to somebody, they need to say it back. Yeah, like, it got to the point where, like, I wasn't scared. I was just really annoyed, and I was ready to be like, dude, shut up. Like, I don't know you. You don't know me. Quit talking. And everybody else, like, around us just, like, kept looking at me like, is this dude going to shut up or what?
Yeah, it's like, sir, you're being rude.
Yeah.
Rude.
But no, like, I walked by, and he was like, hey, how you doing? And I didn't say anything. I had, like, earphones in, too. And they weren't working. But, and because I do that on purpose. Well, my phone had died. This is a really long story, but... And then he was just like, yo, you need to be respectful. Somebody says hi to you, yo, I don't like disrespect. Like, that ain't respectful. Like, you say hello back, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, shut up. And after a while, like, he wasn't even looking at me. Like, he was just, like, preaching to the street corner.
He's
so.
Talking to his imaginary friend.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And there was another guy who was at my bus stop who was obviously inebriated and maybe a little bit mentally off balance, but he would just, like, holler and yell. And at one point, he, like, was hollering. He's like, baby, baby! And I almost wanted to be like, okay, you're funny. But he was also a little scary.
You're
so
like,
I was like, no.
I hate you, but I also want to laugh right
yeah,
now.
But I also want to give you a high five because that is great. Now, if you just do, never mind, I lost it.
Okay.
I was going to do, who were we talking about last week with, God damn it, with the big clock.
Flavor Flav.
Yeah, if you would have done that, Flavor Flav.
Yeah.
Give her your coat. Give her your coat. Give her your coat. Yo, give her your coat.
Yeah, boy. Oh, that's great.
Oh, that I was love the that best.
Fucking thing.
I do too.
For those of you that aren't just hanging out with us in this room right now,
we don't hang out with us all the time.
Yeah, we're referencing an SNL sketch about where they have Flava Flav narrating the Wonder Years.
Yeah, they had like all these different celebrities doing the voices or voiceovers, and like Lil Jon was doing the voiceover for something or whatever. But we got to find that skit. I'll find it and I'll try to link to it for people. But that was like one of the best SNL skits in the world.
Yeah, well, they've gotten so heavy on. It's not even a sketch. They've gone so heavily on, like, recorded material.
Yeah.
You know? So it's, like, a bunch of, like, pre-recorded material. It's like,
give her your coat.
I don't do it.
Give her your coat.
You do it the best.
Give her your coat. Give her your coat. Yo, give her a coat. I love it. It's so funny. All right, what else is on our agenda for the podcast, Jennifer?
Well, we're going to talk about how many or the lack thereof of fucks that you give about 2015 celebrities.
Oh, yeah. So last year I did a blog post based on another awesome blog post about how many fucks I don't give in 2014. And my blog post was called The Fuck It List. And I'm doing another one for 2015, but I haven't finished it yet. But yeah, we decided that we were going to kind of talk about all the fucks that we don't give in terms of pop culture. Do you want to go first?
I'm not prepared, so you should go first.
Well, I'm not prepared either, but we're just going to fly off by the seat of our pants with this. So I think a fuck I will not give in 2015 is going to continue to be about any like voice, American Idol, any of those like dumb singing competitions.
Song shows.
Yeah, I hate them.
And then like stuff like America's Got Talent, that's out.
I've never watched that. I hate that dumb show.
There's some dancing. A show you've never seen?
I haven't seen it. No.
You hate it?
I don't like it. That's okay. Which is ironic because I used to be obsessed with Star Search. I know.
Well, it's never going to be the same.
No.
After, it's just such like an influx of all those shows where like Star Search, that was it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe there was like one other show. And they don't have that motherfucking McMahon.
No. It's done. Don't have McMahon, you don't have anything. So, how about you?
I guess I've been trying to go more positive into the new year.
Shut up, you bitch. I'm sure you were.
I literally am. However, I'm trying to think of the things that I don't like. I kind of want to try to not give any fucks about The Bachelor, but I don't think that's going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Because I am easily persuaded.
You're going to love it by association.
And sometimes I just don't like to be alone. It's funny because it's true.
Are you watching The Bachelor?
No.
Can I come see you?
You're just reminding me again that no, I don't want to watch The Bachelor with you because I can't say anything. Unless it's the commercials, maybe I just need to learn how to watch television better.
Yeah, you could. It's just when you're talking with other people, when people are talking on the show.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, then you're losing the dialogue, and it's like, but what did that person say? And I don't say anything. Like, we've watched many shows that you've talked, and I just rewind it, and I'm just like, that's fine.
But not during this.
The Bachelor is a little bit different. Yeah, because I have to do a recap on it. That's all.
Okay.
That's all, Jennifer.
I get it now. I'm glad we had this talk. That felt good.
Okay, good.
I feel better.
Good.
I can't really think good. Of any fucks that I don't give about stuff.
I don't care either, really.
Oh,
Paul McCartney, maybe. That'd be one that I don't give.
Well, neither do those kids on Twitter.
Exactly.
We don't know what we're talking about. Oh, yeah, Drake. Where's Drake? More Drake. What is Drake doing?
I don't know. I love Drake, though.
What's he doing right now?
Probably thinking about Degrassi.
He's probably...
And how great that was.
Wearing all his chains.
For everybody who is involved.
Even when he's in the house.
Think about Rihanna. Trying to call her.
I see you want to check out a movie? I was kind of thinking of going to the movies. Yeah, be goo. I don't know.
Maybe this isn't a good topic then. That's okay.
I think it's a good topic.
Yeah.
Just, you know, we were so prepared.
Yeah.
Before, kind of.
We were prepared. Mm-hmm.
When you were talking about your friend's website, you cried, and now it looks like you have a gang tattoo on your face, like a teardrop right here.
Oh, my God. Yeah. HealYourBrokenAnkle.com.
It feels much better already.
Can you imagine the daily content you could put out with that site? I shouldn't make fun of it. I just think it's so funny. It's so literal that it's hilarious to me.
Give her your coat.
Give her your coat. Why don't we start? GiveHerYourCoat.com.
There'll just be one thing on that website. It'll just be like, get a cast. Check.
And it'll just be a picture of a cast. That's all it'll be.
And then maybe a picture of him giving the camera the thumbs up. HealYourBrokenAnkle.com.
Somebody please make it. Oh my God, please. I will pay you $10 if you make that.
How much?
$10.
$10.
$10. $10.
Do I hear 10? Do I hear 10? Do I get 15? $15.
Oh, so I'm writing for this thing called TwinCitiesGeek.com. And I am doing interviews with people. Sorry, I was pushing bottles around and Jennifer told me to stop, like my mom does in church. Stop.
You should shut up in church, Amber.
I don't go to church, so I don't have to shut up in church.
Oh, wait, so that doesn't work.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm trying to think of something to write for that, too, because I signed up for pop culture. And I'm like, well, I could do a pop culture recap. So I was going to do Gallivant, but I guess I'm not going to do that. I might do Celebrity Apprentice, though, for that one.
For nerdy stuff?
Well, it doesn't have to be nerdy stuff. It's about people who are considered geeks of certain things, and I am a pop culture geek. So I can do whatever recap. I can do whatever TV recap geek. The fuck I want. Yeah.
You're just
I'm a reality TV geek. Did I not say that?
You said you're a pop culture geek, but you're also a pop culture geek.
Well, yeah. But, reality TV is definitely more my jam. So. So I don't know. I'll have to figure out what I want to do for that.
There's some reality television shows on, networks like Sci-Fi.
Well, there was The Librarians that started in December, but the first one was okay, but it was like Spy Kids, where it was like, I know that there was like certain parts of it where I'm like, this is for adults, but you're like doing stuff that's supposed to appeal to like 12-year-old kids. Like, this is dumb.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think I'll do that one.
My mom likes that show a lot.
Well, that's good.
So, I mean, you're really calm demographic, because her other favorite shows are Veronica Mars, Charmed, Supernatural, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital.
Nice. There was one that I was going to start watching. Maybe it was Supernatural. But there's, because it has Dean from the Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, Jared Padalecki and then that other guy.
Oh, it's a hot effing lineup. I was
Jensen
like.
Jensen Ackles.
Yeah.
That's a name. That's someone's name.
And he's super hot, isn't he? Yeah, like he's blonde or whatever.
They're both good looking. I think that's why my mom watches that show.
Because I was like, where has this been my entire life? Like, what have I been doing? So I need to start catching up on that one. So, yeah, maybe I'll do like a retro recap where I'm like, I'm just going to start watching the show and do recaps that you've probably watched like 10 years ago, but it doesn't matter.
Nice.
Because I'm just discovering it now. Maybe I should do Gilmore Girls. I don't know.
People,
so many possibilities.
Yeah. You should do Supernatural and introduce people back to Supernatural.
I could.
It's like Supernatural, not just for Jen's mom anymore.
That would be perfect. Did you guys know that Jen's mom likes this show?
My mom would be like, hey, oh, wait, that's a good thing, right? No, it's not. You're a terrible person.
Oh, I love it.
No, she's actually a good person.
That's good.
Yeah. 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 Made me cry. My mom's okay.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about? We're almost around time.
We're around time. And
do you want to talk about what you signed up for?
Well, I didn't sign up for this.
About your new comedy thing?
Melissa signed a really important contract today, you guys. Chang, chang. No, I'm kidding. You want to tell them about the thing you did? Yeah, look at my painting. I made it in arts and crafts. God. I'm like flipping my fucking lid. It's like, who am I talking to? Which one of your personalities is like flipping out right now? I'm gonna do a second level improv. It's nothing today, so it's cool.
Do you want to tell people what that is and maybe give them some details on it?
Improv or improvisation.
Shut up. Just stop.
I know.
How about you avoid the topic more?
Okay. So when I first got my period, it was at a church.
Shut
it
up.
It wasn't my church. It was someone else's church. I'm going to try improv again. That's all I'm going to say. Huge, which I love, and it's all good. It's going to be on Sundays. If you're taking the class, you want to take the class with me and we can have brunch.
Do you want to tell them how to take the class though?
Go to Huge. Look up Huge Theater.
Okay.
And then go on their website. And then first you should already have taken level 1.
Yeah, so if you're looking to break into improv and you've never done it before, then do level 1.
Take level 1, and then I'll see you when we catch up, which we never will, because I'm better than you.
Because she's in the second level class, and you're, like, in the first level class, so, like, we're just not on the same level, okay?
Yeah, I can't even spy on the bus.
Because I sit in the back of the bus, and you sit in the front of the bus, so...
Well, I sit towards the middle, because I'm still pretty new, but not as new as you!
No. Yeah, and then we'll do brunch on Sundays.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll brunch. I'll be super fucking obnoxious because I usually am.
Well, that's what improv's all about.
Yep, getting super obnoxious. That's what they say in the books.
Yeah.
You're going to get obnoxious.
The more obnoxious that you are, the better you are at improv and at podcasts. Who knew?
Triple
Who knew
threats.
All this obnoxiousness would pay off?
Oh, it still might not.
I know. All right. Well, we are at time, so thanks everybody for joining us for episode 9 of Pizza Rainbow.
Oh my god, the next one's going to be 10.
10 whole episodes.
Holy crap.
That's crazy.
We're breaking up.
No.
I'm kidding. We're never breaking up.
We're not breaking up until, let's see, usually 12. Usually it's like week 12, and then I'm like, you know, I don't really know if I want to do this anymore.
I'm kind of bored with you.
Yeah, kind of. Like the honeymoon's washed off, and... Yeah, I don't really want to have sex with you all the time anymore.
Plus, why
so.
Didn't we have sex on our honeymoon? That's kind of weird.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a great, great week.
You're pretty and or handsome, or both.
But only if you have a car and a job.
And a beard.
And a beard. Not if you're a girl, though. I mean, if you do, we still accept you for who you are, but... Maybe we don't want to date
you. If you're a lady with a beard, it better be nicely groomed. I'm just saying.
use some products on that beard. Oh my God. All right, we're out.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Pizza Rainbow. For this and other great podcasts, please check us out at mathishard.net or on iTunes, where you really should subscribe, rate, and review us very highly.
And for more Jen Paulson, you can find her on Twitter at TaggartBeatPoet. You can also check her out on Instagram at JenJunePaulson. For more of me on Twitter, you can find me at Amber_L Carter. And you can also check me out on AmberLCarter.com. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Later.